Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Nadine, and welcome to our July Animal Channel Totem class. We have been doing a series. For those of you who are joining us for the first time, we are in the middle of a three-part series. We started off thinking we were going to talk about totem animals for just one session, and the animals say that they have much to share with us, and just wanted to have a little bit more explanation, if you will, more feedback, more back and forth about how they show up in our lives. And so in June, we covered, you know, what is a totem animal? Are they the same or similar, different than, say, an archangel or an ascended master as a spirit guide? We also talked about what the difference of the meaning is if an animal is approaching you versus if the animal is walking away, or what we would call the contrary position. So what are you noticing? How has your last month been? We had some homework, and our homework, part of our homework was to, you know, spend time every day reaching out and seeing what animals are wanting to grab our attention. And is it a different animal each day? Is it the same animal that shows up multiple times? What's the meaning for me? But also, we'd like to extend on this today, is not just what's the meaning for me, but maybe also that animal showed up because there's something they want from you. So it's a symbiotic relationship. They have something for you. You have something for them. The other thing that I remember us talking about in our first session was different sources that might be of value to you. So hopefully you have gone to look at these either in a library or a bookstore. Animal Speak book by Ted Andrews is just a wonderful book. And then Jamie Sams, S-A-M-S, Jamie Sams has a couple books, Medicine Cards, Spirit Path, or Sacred Path cards. And those also give a really great resource for us when we're looking up the meaning of an animal. In today's world, the internet is very vast. And it's also a great resource to, in a search window, to simply put in, what's the meaning of snake? What's the meaning of wolf? What's the meaning of dragonfly? Whatever the animal happens to be that you're inquiring about. And just know that when you are doing a Google search like that, usually you're only going to get one or two sentences. It's when you use a book like we've mentioned, the Animal Speak book, or say you want Jamie Sams's books, there's going to be pages and pages of in-depth information for you about that animal. Another resource that I don't believe I mentioned last time is Sandra Mendelson. She actually, for those of you who are on Facebook, she actually has a Facebook group where when she puts out an article or a post about a meaning, something that's big that's happening, she'll put that through a Facebook page. And so that's Sandra Mendelson. I think that's spelled M-E-N-D-A-L, Mendel, S-O-N. But do some searching there. You'll find her. And then also just be looking. Find out who, as you're asking your questions, who shows up for you, you know, who pops into your news feed, and see who you connect with. There are many times, just like anybody, we'll walk into an event and we are going to be inspired by a few people there, but there's also going to be people who do not capture our awareness or who are a complete turnoff for us. And we just listen to our body, just like the animal. Sometimes an animal is on a mission and they may capture your awareness, but they really weren't there for a message for you. They were on a mission. They're en route somewhere. That's different than when the animal actually is sitting there, you know, tapping on the window to get your attention. I have this little squirrel every day. He gives me these really pitiful looks. It's like, hey, lady, you know, your bird feeders are empty. I wouldn't call him a totem. I would call him a friend who likes to visit me and let me know that I have not fulfilled his expectation of being fed every day. But that's different than, say, this was really cool. This happened over the course, I think, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, something, somewhere in there. I was on Facebook, and a post came around, hit my feed, and it was somebody sharing a different dragonfly, and it was a coloring pattern I had never seen before in dragonfly. You know, really clear leaves, which are wings, which are common, but there were black bars on the wings, and I had just like, wow, I'd never seen this before. A few days later, I was out for a walk, and all of a sudden, three of them captured my awareness, and it was a very direct, look at me now. And I saw three that day. And for me, three is my power number, and so anything that happens in three has my awareness immediately. And so for me, I had to come home and look up the meaning of dragonfly. And then what's happened now since then is I've had multiple people now, and none of them know I had seen this dragonfly or was connecting with this, but I've had multiple people now send me a very similar picture and say, have you seen this dragonfly before? This is new. So it's really lovely when these messages are coming around. Part of them were to spark, you know, a message for me personally about dragonfly. And part of it is this is a new species. This is one of the new animals that's on the planet right now that's saying, hey, we're here for this new level of energy that's on, these waves of light that you're stepping into. We're here to be part of the new. And like I said, for me, three is my number. And so when three dragonflies of the same got my awareness throughout my walk, it was a heads up. So I had asked you last week, our last session, to send in your questions, send in your comments, send in your successes. And I am still waiting for you to send those in so we can share them with everyone. There was nothing that came through that I felt was worth our time to spend there, so we're going to do something a little differently today. And today's going to be a working session. So we did our recap already, and today is going to be a working session, and what that means is if you like to have a pencil and a piece of paper, that's great. We're going to do a meditation piece so that you can open your eyes, jot down some notes. And then we are going to have one more session that focuses on animals as a totem, and that will be at our session in August. So if you need a drink of water, would you just take a sip? But would you look around the room and just kind of notice what you notice? Allowing your body to relax, giving yourself permission to have the next little bit that we're together to be in comfort, to be in ease. Would you give yourself permission to know that however this information comes to you, it's absolutely perfect. It's in the right timing. It's in the right way, whether you hear or see or touch or smell, that the information you get is perfect for you, for right now, in this moment. Would you take a breath? Just allowing yourself to receive a breath in. Then releasing back into all that is. Would you allow your crown chakra at the top of your head to be at sky blue? We all have an agreement on this call, in this moment, to meet at sky blue. Would you allow yourself to take three more breaths, breathing into the nose, breathing out through the mouth, and just notice if your body wants to yawn, if your eyes want to tear, that's you releasing energy. And just a few more breaths, allowing the body to get quiet. There's nothing to do, no place to go. And we're going to go on a little journey. So if your eyes are not closed yet, would you just on the next breath, allow your eyelids to close. We're not going into deep trance. There's no need to fall asleep. We're just going to visualize ourselves going for a walk on a very cool day where there's shade and coolness and dappled sunlight guiding our path. Does your path have a stream? Does it have a river? Does it have an ocean? Does it have a waterfall? Does it have no water at all? What does your path look like? As we walk forward, we're walking just in the beauty of the shade. Shade of trees, shade of plants. There's a beautiful cool breeze just kind of moving through the leaves, allowing the leaves to move back and forth as we're gently walking forward. We have an intention today of finding a quiet place, even quieter than the space we started in. A quiet place where the animals know this quiet vibration is a place to communicate with us gently, softly. And from your path that you're walking on, you can look down below your feet and see that there's dirt underneath your feet, soil underneath your feet, maybe gravel underneath your feet. But there's one point of observation where we're looking down. Just notice what you notice as we're looking down. And then as you bring your eyes up and you're looking more out in front of you on the path, something can capture your awareness over on the left. Maybe there's a ridge, so that as you're stopping here and you're looking out over the ridge, there's a point of awareness that you can see far across. Or you can look up high. And then you can look all the way over to your right. just different points of awareness that I can either be on the right looking over on my left, or I can be over on my left looking out in front. And just for grins and giggles, let's go to the top of a tree. Just a point of awareness. What if we were light like the dragonfly and we're sitting right at the top of a tree and we're looking down at a path? A different point of observation. And just notice what you notice. Who has come to join you in the field, by the water, in the tree? Notice if there's ants, if there's moose, if there's birds, squirrels, little beetles, butterflies, monkeys. Who is allowing them to be in your presence? And would you simply say hello to all who show themselves, whether they are below your feet as you look down, over on your left, out in front of you, up high in a tree, over on your right, maybe they're behind you, laughing, giggling, say, ooh, I hid from you. Would you welcome all who have joined you today in this path as we're getting ready to ask a question? Would you look around and see if there's a very comfortable place that calls to you where you can sit down and see all? A very comfortable place where you feel supported and nurtured. With support, back support, leg support, head support. And where you again can see to your left, out in front of you, above you, over to your right, down to your feet. Maybe you have a journal with you or a writing pad, a writing stick. And there's something you've been working on, a task you would like to bring to completion, but it's a simple task. It's a simple task like, I would like to know who is here to help me as I go grocery shopping. Or I would like to know who's here to help me to find my pencil. Or find a direction. A simple task. So if everyone just has their eye, their mind's eye on the idea of, I would like to know, I would like to call forth, who is my animal helper, my animal guide, my animal totem that helps me find things or helps me accomplish small tasks? And know what your question is. And then as you get quiet, would you allow that animal to show themselves to you? Bring your awareness to that particular animal. And would you ask them, how do you help me find my keys or do this small task? Are they going to run in front of you? Are they going to whistle? Are they going to ring a bell? How do they get your awareness, your attention that says, look over here, step this way? And would you take a breath and thank them? And then would you just allow your eyelids to open, and on your piece of paper, would you write out small task, and whoever that animal is that is willing to be your helper, be your guide for a small task. And then once you've written a couple notes, just allow your eyelids to close again. Would you allow yourself to take two or three more breaths? And getting even quieter, drawing yourself more within. Would you notice that as you actually get quieter, there's more to see? There's more to know. And we're going to go for a bigger task. Many times in our life, we tend to do for other people. So when we do for others, sometimes that leads to duty and obligation. It leads to overwhelm. It leads to fatigue. It leads to being out of balance. So a really great tool to have is to remember to put ourselves first. And take a breath. And you just breathe that concept in. What would it be like for me to put myself first? Like, how does this choice lift me up? How does this choice allow me to heal? Allow me to play? Allow me to sing or dance? Different than out of balance. Different than overwhelm. So how do I put myself first? Would you say hello to the vast realm of animals? And would you ask the animal kingdom and queendoms, who is the totem that will help me remind myself to put myself first? And breathe, and simply allow in this quietness, allow that animal to present themselves to you. Allowing me to put myself first. would you ask them to show you a few different ways that they may present themselves to you as a reminder to put yourself first? I'm watching as a bumblebee presents itself. And for me, the bumblebee changed color. So one time it presented itself as yellow with black stripes, and then it shifted into being a blue bee, and then a red bee. And then it showed me how it's bouncing from flower to flower. And then it showed itself to me as a bee on a coaster or a wall art. And then it showed itself to me as I'm in a grocery store and there's a bee lip balm . How do I put myself first? Would you thank whoever presented themselves to you? Would you allow your eyelids to just open? Take some notes down on your paper? The animal that has presented themselves as my totem, my guide, to remind me to put myself first is ways that it's going to present itself to me are here we go. And then would you allow yourself to just let your eyelids close again? Take another breath. So if I'm willing to put myself first, I'm willing to learn about my self-worth and my self-love. So for some on this call today, they're going to want to work with self-worth right now. Others may want to work with self-love right now. So between those two, would you pick one? We'll leave the other one for you to do on your own at another time. But you pick right now. I would like to know, who is that part of me that mirrors back to me to remind me of my self-worth? Or who is the one that mirrors back to me my self-love? Open your heart. To who presents themselves to you. Listen to their voice, their song. How are they getting your attention, your awareness? And then right now, would you ask them what they would like you to know right now in this moment what they know about either self-worth or self-love? Would you allow them to give to you? And would you allow yourself to receive? Would you ask your friend, your partner, your animal totem, would you ask them, like, would you show me today as I walk around, as I'm outside or inside, would you show me ways today that you show up with me to mirror back my self-love? Or my self-worth. And then would you ask them to show you throughout the week in different ways so that you can anchor this in and validate them and validate yourself? Take another breath. And would you allow your eyelids to open? And would you just take a few notes for yourself? And then would you allow your eyelids to close again? Would you invite all three of your friends, your helpers, your guides, your totems to be with you right now? And notice how each of them communicate with each other and with you. The beautiful animal being that allows you to find small things, small tasks. The one that allows you to put yourself first. The one that mirrors to you your self-worth. Or mirrors for you your self-love. What questions do you have? This is your team. What questions do you have that you would like to ask them? Would you take this time to ask a question? And then listen and hear the answer. And then would you ask your friends here, who would like to receive from you? And would you give freely that they may receive the love that you are, the love that you hold, to expand into their beingness and their world? And take another breath. This giving and receiving. Receiving and giving. Symbiotic relationship. Would you thank each of them? Remembering that they're... Some of them have an agreement that they're going to show you multiple ways today, before you go to sleep tonight, of how they show up and throughout the week. And being asked for each of us to ask for someone in our neighborhood, an animal in your neighborhood, each of our neighborhoods, that is hurting a little bit right now and could use the love that you are, the love that you hold, that they could just use a little bit of love and light right now. There's no need for you to know their circumstance. It's not about you fixing them. It's with an intention. Would you breathe a beam of light that contains the love that you are, the light that you hold, the song that you sing? There you go. Or would you simply put it outside of your home in the community to be seen by whoever needs this? And I'm watching, it's more than just one animal. But it's the love that you are, the light that you hold, the song that you sing. is represented in this beam of light. Beckoning to those who need it, that they will find this ray of light and step in it and absorb, that they may receive what they need from the love, the light, and the sound vibration offered freely, no strings attached. Then this is something you can watch over, you know, throughout the day. You can close your eyes, open your eyes, see that beam of light, and see who comes into that beam of light. And it would be lovely for you to just to take notes, to notice who comes to receive, to absorb. Again, that word receive. No strings attached. The love that you are, the light that you hold, the song that you sing, offered freely on a beam of light, ray of light, for any and all who wish to step into it. And then would you breathe your eyes open? And would you write that also down on your paper? The love that you are, the light that you hold, the song that you sing. And then maybe have space there for that you can notice who comes in to receive in your awareness. Maybe they'll come in through your dreams. Maybe they'll come in, you'll notice, you know exactly where you put the beam of light outside, and you'll notice who crosses that path, who steps into that ray of light. And on your next breath, would you allow yourself to get up from where you've been sitting on your path with an intention of finishing your beautiful walk, and that at the end of your walk, you'll be arriving back in your home? Would you allow yourself again to feel the cool breeze of the shade? Or would you again say hello to your beautiful animal that helps you find helps you with the small tasks, you know, finding the keys, finding your pencil, finding where what you forgot you were supposed to be doing upstairs or downstairs. The animal that allows you to put yourself first. The animal that is here to mirror back to you self-love, or mirror back to you self-worth. Our suggestion is that you do that same piece of work with the other one. So if you worked on self-love, do it for self-worth. We're going to leave you right here as you continue your walk with your friends. Stay with them as long as you choose, and we will connect again at our next conversation. Blessings.